This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. As state Medicaid bills increase, governors and state legislators are looking for ways to control cost, either by reducing benefits or overhauling their programs. Medicaid pays for the health care of 53 million poor, elderly, and disabled Americans. Some states spend up to one-fourth of their entire budget on Medicaid.
Today, reports on the Medicaid debates in two states. In Mississippi, the legislature must find $268 million to save the program or shut it down altogether. In Kansas, Governor Kathleen Sebelius has proposed expanding health coverage for the working poor by raising tobacco taxes. First, Mississippi, where NPR's Kathy Lohr reports that residents have yet to learn the fate of their state's Medicaid program.
It's been an emotional week for many in Mississippi. One in every four residents here receives Medicaid benefits, and they're waiting for politicians to decide their future. Republican Governor Haley Barbour lobbied for his solution, using reserves from what's known as the Tobacco Trust Fund to pay off the deficit.
The only place where there are sufficient funds is the health care trust fund. The idea that small tax increases or Band-Aids will deal with this is something that everybody knows won't work.
Democrats say they don't want to continue raiding the state's health fund reserve without finding a way to repay it. House Speaker Billy McCoy.
So what are we going to do next year and the year after that? It is not responsible to consider our present situation without looking at some additional revenue.
The House wants a 50-cent increase on cigarettes to help pay for the program. Meanwhile, at least two major hospitals, Tulane University and the University of Alabama at Birmingham, are refusing Medicaid patients from Mississippi. Doctors are canceling appointments, and some patients are not able to get their prescriptions filled. Standing behind the counter, Johnny Patton counts pills and labels bottles. She's a pharmacist at Jackson Hines Comprehensive Health Center. Patton says lawmakers don't see the impact they're having on people who take several medications a month.
A lot of them don't have to buy medicines. A lot of them have good insurance programs whereby their deductibles are just zero. So they don't even realize what these poor people are going to have to face. And most of the patients that have bad heart, have high cholesterol drugs and those type of things, all of their medicines can come up to $300 every month.
Close window. Cancel.
43-year-old John Goff is speaking commands into a special computer, allowing him to write poetry even though he does not have the use of his hands. Goff is a quadriplegic. Lying on his back in a room with white walls, a red sheet covers most of his body. Goff says he knows well what would happen to him if the state's Medicaid program was shut down.
No one would come in that door at 8:30 in the morning to give me a drink of water after I'd been without for 12 hours. No one would come in that door to get me out of this bed. No one would come in that door to dress the wounds on my legs. Without that, no one would come in that door to bring medication that I need badly.
The political wrangling has dragged on for months. Last year, the governor tried unsuccessfully to cut the disabled and elderly from Medicaid rolls altogether. Rims Barbour with the Mississippi Human Services Coalition says there's a deeper issue at work in this debate.
It's about power and control and basically some people that don't like the folks that use Medicaid. You know, I mean, there's a kind of conservative mindset that says people should not be dependent on the government for their health care. And they just assume the whole thing went away.
Activists like Barbour say it's time to stop what they call political posturing. But after just 23 minutes, the House adjourned today, and Governor Barbour made a plea to Medicaid providers to keep serving Mississippi patients on the faith that bills will be paid just as soon as the legislature figures something out. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.